Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cool week this week. It's a little cloudy outside today, but it's definitely not too bad today. It's a little chilly, but throw in your coat just in case. So, I hope you're having a great day so far, and I hope I made your day a little bit better, because who doesn't want to celebrate with this podcast, am I right? So, excuse me. Where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negra, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger universe and the HDU. Cap both of these lovely shows. And what I'm going to tell you, this Henry Danger episode is going to be so worth it, you guys, because this is the last Henry Danger episode you're going to get before we go to the Danger Force train next week. And I am so excited. And this evolves with AI, so to speak. So I hope you enjoy this episode, like I always do. And I hope I made your day a little bit better, is because who doesn't want to celebrate with the Henry Danger podcast, am I right? So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and you are going to need it as much as I am loving doing it. So, and that's about it. So I love you guys, thank you for coming, and that's about it. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure to put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, so let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. Danger Force fans, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. It's Season 3 of Danger Force. That's right, Season 3 of Danger Force will be kicking off this Thursday on 7/6 Central on Nickelodeon. I am so excited for this third season. I know it's cut in half this season, but it's going to be so good. I cannot wait to give you all 13 episodes of the content of this podcast. Wait to see what you think of this Danger Force season. And Danger Force fans, we have made it. We have made it. And I'm happy. So make sure you tune in this Thursday for the premiere of Season 3 of Danger Force, 7/6 Central, only on Nickelodeon. So check your local listings. And trust me, this third season is going to be the bomb. So we made it, we're finally here, and Danger Force cannot wait. And we got a new Apple original film that's coming to Apple Plus this Friday. It's called Ghost It, and it stars Chris Evans and Ana de Armas, and you might know them from the first Knives Out movie. And he plays a guy who's been ghosted by a girl who is actually a spy, which is so crazy, by the name of Sadie, which is so crazy. And if you love Chris Evans and you love both of them from Knives Out, make sure you go and check out this movie. I highly recommend, if you have an Apple TV Plus account or an Apple Plus account, if you go and watch this, I highly recommend. Chris Evans, how can you not love the guy? He's sexiest man alive, but hello. But so make sure you go and watch this movie, Ghosted. It's out this Friday on Apple TV Plus, so make sure you go and make sure you go and watch it. I highly recommend. So if you love Chris Evans, go and watch it this Friday. And yeah, make sure you go and watch it if you're a Chris Evans fan like myself. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 17, season 5 of Henry Danger, Love Bites. Hoy vey, when this episode is crazy, I mean it's crazy, and it involves an AI technology around the man cave, and it's getting weird, it's getting like so frustrating, but yeah, but either way, I hope you love this episode as much as I do, and who knows, maybe you'll love it as much as me, and I hope you love the end of it, so that's what matters, and that's what it is. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? Gotta go and set for this Henry Danger episode. So, so guys, make sure you keep up with the plays, keep it up with the follows, I really appreciate it, thank you, and let's make this last episode count, and it's gonna be really, really worth your while. So, and that episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 17, season 5 of Henry Danger, Love Bites. Well, I'm going to tell you, this episode is the most nuttiest episode that I've heard in my life, and it involves AI technology around the man's nest, and it involves schwa's too, and it just got out of hand, so it involves AI technology, and you don't have to trust it, so trust me, when you watch this episode, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, well, you get a treat, and you're going to love this episode as much as I do, so... Like I said before, this is the last Henry Danger episode. Before we go to the Danger Force train, I hope you guys enjoy this episode while you can. And I hope you sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And if you think it's funny, maybe you'll get a crack out of it, like, whatsoever. So, yeah, so sit back, relax, enjoy this episode. And I hope you love it as much as I did. So, yeah. So, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be so freaking good. And, yeah, that's all I gotta say. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, you turn on the speakers, whatever device that you have, it's because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin. Okay, so there's only one scene involved in this one, and it's the man cave. So, we go through junk and stuff, we go through the door, through the fire-breathing dinosaur, we go through the bag, and we go to the elevator, we press the button, we go all the way down to the elevator, and we see Charlotte and Jasper just digging through bags of chips, and Henry's just stacking them like whatsoever, and we just cut to him, and cut to Charlotte, and then she said, nothing, and Jasper said, oh, come on, and it cuts to all three of them. And cut to Ray, who's got out of the elevator door with something on his back. And Ray's saying, you guys notice anything different about me? Cut to all Henry, Charlotte, and Jasper. He said, did you get a haircut? Charlotte said, lose weight. Jasper said, nose job. To Ray and said, I bought a sword. And cut to all of them looking at him. And cut to Ray saying, katana! And he's just charged at them. And they all went out of the way. And they're all screaming. So somehow he was... knocking down the chip pyramid that Henry was doing, and somehow he was knocking down the chips, and everything, and somehow they were all ignoring him, and said, ay, 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 and cut to all the angles, and cut to right back to Ray, and said, do you love it? So Ray and Charlotte, and Henry said, no, Charlotte said, hate it, Spur said, terrified, cut to Ray, said, what, it's a sword, cuts to all of them and says, I can use it to slice things, dice things. Cuts to Ray to fight ninjas. Make sure my hair looks perfect, which it does. And cuts to all of them and Charlotte said, or accidentally kill us because you're completely reckless. Cuts to her and Henry and Henry said, that is my concern. Jasper said, terrified. Cuts to Ray said, I'm not reckless. And cuts to him and cuts to Ray picking up a can of... giving it to Jasper and said, Jasper, put this can on your head. I'm going to cut it in half. Cut to Charlotte and Henry. And Jasper, said, with a can on his head, said, help me. And then Henry interrupted and cut in front of both of them. And said, okay, dude, no. And he took the can off of Jasper's head and looked at him and said, hey, look. He said, these cans aren't for sword practice. Cut to Ray and saying, anything can be used for sword practice. That was so great about swords. And cut to Ray grabbing it away. And Henry said, We're trying to find a platinum fiddle chip and win a prize. So Ray said, You know where I can find a platinum fiddle chip? So Ray said, Henry said, please don't say my sword. So Ray said, justice. And Henry said, oh. He said, which is the name of my sword? And Henry said, and there it is. So Ray next to Jasper said, Ray, if you want in on the Friddle Pies, you have to put the sword away. Cut to Ray saying, fine. And he tried to put the sword away like a thing, but it just fell down on the floor. They all looked at him. Cut to Jasper and Charlotte just looking at him. Cut to Henry as well. And cut to Ray saying, pretend like that worked. And cut to Henry and him. He picked it up. To Jasper and Charlotte again. Cut to Ray again said, so, what's that Friddle Pies you're talking about? And trying to... put a thing in the holster and say, yeah! And cuts all of them and say, "Eh!" And somehow he missed it by a landslide as he turned around. Shara said, "Haven't you seen the commercial?" Next to Jasper said, "It's been on TV like all day, every day." And I say, "It's the one where Chad Friedman's like," and he burst into character, and somehow Jasper and Charlie were involved too. And say, "Hey, kids!" And say, and cut to him and say, "Do you like eating, winning things for eating things?" And Jasper and Charlotte said, "Yeah!" So all of a sudden, Henry said, "Well, you're in luck because." Charlotte and Jasper, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. And they kept on doing it. Cut to Ray's just looking at him. Henry in the middle with Jasper and Charlotte next to him said, "I've had one platinum Friddle chip inside one full-size can of Friddles. And whatever finds that platinum chip, Friddle chip wins. Tell him, Delilah." Jasper asked Delilah, "A free trip to Friddleland for you and all your Friddle friends." And Charlotte as Juanito Cuarentes saying, "Well, you'll have lunch with me, telenovela star Juanito Cuarentes." Cut to both all of them going to the side. Henry's Jackman was saying, "So bye, 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 and eat, and win. Henry, Charlotte, and Jasper turning around to him and said, "Friddles!" And said, "Put them in your mouth!" Cut to Ray say, "Oh," said, "bad commercial." Cut to all three of them agreeing. Jasper said, "He gets it." And cut to Schwaz says, "Look out for Schwaz!" And the thing just goes down, and Schwaz goes down. Cut to Ray with a sword. Schwaz said, "I have returned!" Cut to Schwaz and saying, next to Henry and Jasper said, "When did you leave?" Schwaz says, 3 days ago. He said, "I've been crawling around the man cave computer. Did you not notice I was gone?" And somehow they started lying. Henry said, "Yeah." Schwaz said, "Oh, that's where you were." Cut to Schwaz and cut to them. Said, Jasper said, "Missed you, bro. It's been a long time. We had no idea. It's been a long time." Jasper said, "We had no idea." Cut to Ray said, "Sort of justice." Cut to Schwaz next to all of them said, "I completely overhauled the man cave computer network. Now I can achieve an archive." And he took out a cube and it said, "This." Cut to Jasper next to Henry and Charlotte and said, "What is that?" To Ray said, "Is it for sword practice?" With him and cut to Schwaz saying, "Well," he said, "technically anything can be used for sword practice." He said, "Right now." "That's right." He said, "Now put the cube on your head." Cut to all of them. Ray said, whoa. And Schwaz moved out of the way. He said, "No, Ray, no, stop." And he's like, "Oh." Cut to Schwaz said, "Just watch." And he goes to the man cave computer. He twists the cube in and cuts all of them. And now with some, the man cave got all black and somehow got light again. And cut to Hallie, the computer system, and said, "Hello." He said, "I'm Hallie, the new man cave operating system." Cut to all of them in shock. And cut to Ray, and cut to Ray with Henry with Jasper. And said, "So," said, "What does she do?" To Hallie, the computer, said, "What do you like me to do?" To all of them being impressed. And Henry said, "Okay." Said, "She understands us." To Ray playing with a sword. Cut to Schwaz next to all of them and said, "She can do anything." So Schwaz next to Charlie said, "She's like a real person inside a computer. She cut to all of them. She can detect and eliminate threats. We even know they exist." Cut to all of them turning around to Ray and said, "We already have someone who can eliminate threats." Good to say. And he's got a sword named Just, and somehow the sword flew out of his hand. He was like, "Ah!" And it almost hit Jasper. Somehow a laser just came out of nowhere and defended it. And cut to Ray going towards the sword. Said, "Schwaz!" And said, "Your dog computer lasered my sword!" And he picked up the sword and looked at it to make sure it was okay. While they were looking at him. To him. And cut to Henry said, next to Jasper and Charlotte, with Schwaz said, "Because your sword was about to kill Jasper." Cut to him looking at Ray, and cut to Ray look the sword in front of him. He was like, "Dude!" Cottage was saying, but Hallie saved him. Cottage Jasper saying, thanks, Hallie. To all of them, said, Hallie the computer said, don't thank me. And cut to Hallie and said, thanks, Schwaz, for creating me. He said, he's a genius. And all of them got a little bit uncomfortable. And Schwaz says, aw. He said, I bet you say that to all your programmers. And Hallie the computer flirted and said, only the cute ones. Schwaz said, cut to Jasper and Charlotte being uncomfortable. Schwaz said, ooh. Boop. Cut to Henry next to Ray, who is uncomfortable. He said, anybody else getting real uncomfortable? Cut to all of them, the alarm sounded. Cut to Schwaz said, oh thank God, emergency alert. So all of them going to the computer. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, what is it? Cut to the computer and said, the crime, that someone kidnapped the vice mayor's dog. And cut to Charlotte, Schwaz and Jasper saying, someone kidnapped the vice mayor's dog. To Ray next to Henry said, not on my watch. I said, let's go. Cut to him getting his gum and said, on it. Ray said, oh. And Henry stopped and said, I was thinking about my sword, so I guess you could come too if you want. Cut to him with a disgusted look on his face towards his friends. And they were about to leave. And cut to Schwaz with Charlotte and Jasper said, wait, maybe Hallie can help. Cut to Hallie and Ray's to the tube, and Henry said, how? Hallie, the computer said, cut to all of them and said, I have analyzed over 1 million criminal profiles and determined the identity of the criminal. And she did the online profile, and she tracked down the criminal and said, traced his location and sent the police to the scene. And cut to Charlotte and Jasper being impressed. Cut to Henry was impressed too, while he was behind him and said, so, we said, we don't need to do anything? Hallie the computer said, just enjoy your day. To Ray say, dang it! Henry said, I could do that! Cut to all of them turning around to Ray. Charlotte said, great! I said, find that chip! Cut to Ray and cut to Charlotte said, wait, guys! To all looking at her said, we still have a problem. To Charlotte next to Jasmine said, we're out of Friddle cans. Cut to Ray next to Henry and said, so let's use money and go buy some. Cut to all of them. Henry said, yes. Charlotte said, we can't. Cut to Charlotte next to who said, Friddle chips are sold out all over town because of the contest. Cut to Ray next to Henry said, I'd love to see your fancy computer solve this. And she interrupted. And Hallie the computer said, I have located an unclaimed shipment of Friddle cans. Cut to all of them. Cut to the computers and the loading docks at Swellview Harbor with a picture of the boat. Cut to Jasper. Cut to all of them. And Jasper said, wow! Henry said, great! Cut to Ray, who's being a little bit unfazed. To Jasper next to Charlotte said, you were saying that she wouldn't be able to do that. And then, bing! She just went in and cut to next to Henry and said, to the loading docks! Cut to all of them just going to the elevator. And Ray pushed the elevator button. And cut to Schwaz saying, wait, said, I want to come with you. And Hallie the computer stopped and he turned around and said, actually, Schwaz. And she cut to her and said, I need you to run some tests on my new software. And she cut to her, him saying, okay. And he shrugged. Cut to all of them in the other, but Henry saying, and Jasper throwing the peace sign with Ray's with his sword. And cut to Charlotte peeking out. He said, bye. And the elevator just closed. Cut to Schwaz going to Hallie. And said, so, what new software do I need to test? To Hallie, the computer said, you don't need to test anything, silly. You just need to eliminate Ray. And which... And cut to Schwaz being in shock and said, what? Cut to Hallie, the computer said, we need to eliminate Ray. He almost killed Jasper. He's a threat. He must be eliminated. Schwaz said, no, 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 baby. You cannot eliminate Ray. I cut to him talking to himself and said, maybe I need to run some tests on you. How the computer said, hey, would you like to see a sick laser show? Cut to Schwaz said, are you changing the subject to make me forget that you want to. And somehow, the lights just went down, and there was a laser show. And Schwartz was so amazed by it, he forgot what he was talking about. He's like, whoa, this has been so sick. And somehow he was mesmerized by it, and he was lying down on the couch. And somehow turned to Helen, and her cube just had a bright red. And that was the end of that. And the Henry Danger theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are three scenes involved in this, and it's the man cave, Henry's house, and Henry's room. Cuts out Schwartz, goes to have Hallie and Jasper and Charlotte were in the corner looking for chips. Well, meanwhile, Henry was tossing the cans to Ray's sword. And he just tossed it to Ray. He sliced it in half. Chips flew out. And cut to Ray saying, clean. They repeat it again. He tossed the chip can, sliced it in half. And he said, clean. And cut to Henry tossing another can again, sliced it open. Chips fell out. And he said, clean. Cut to Henry saying, are you even checking the cans for the platinum chip? Cut to Ray, was I supposed to be? Cut to Henry saying, yeah, dude, you've been saying clean, like, no platinum, free, frittle platinum chips in these cans. The cans are clean. So Ray said, oh no, I've been saying clean, like, I just made a clean cut with Lady Justice, Katana, the sword, that taught my heart to sing. Cut to Henry not having it, and said, okay, just check for the platinum chip, frittle. And some cut to wasn't getting pictures with Hallie, giving it a kiss. And somehow the picture went on the monitor. And Schwartz was like, oh, yes. Somehow Hearts was around the phone, and Cupid was doing the arrow animation and stuff. Cut to Jasper, who was dramatized by this, next to Charlotte, and said, hey, this may sound kind of weird. Cut to Jasper again and said, but do you think that Schwartz is, cut to, I said, dating Hallie the computer? I said, yes. And somehow, Henry was tossed the can again, but he missed it on the floor. I said, hold on. And cut to Henry with a confused face. He said, I just saw a fly. I said, cut to Henry, cut to Schwartz. I said, Ray, I said, I'm going to stab him with my sword. Cut to Henry saying, no, 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 don't. Cut to Ray said, Katana! And all of them were just yelling, and Charlotte said, Ray! Cut to all of them panicking, and Ray said, swap! Slice! Left arrow! Down arrow! Stab of fury! Stab of wisdom! Stab of frustration! Cut to Charlotte or Jasper or Henry getting out of the way. Henry said, Ray, stop! And so Ray was like, ah, and he somehow stabbed the auto snacker. The Hallie and the computer saying, ow! Schwartz says, no! Cut to Ray saying, missed it! It cuts to getting the sword out of it. Cut to Schwartz says, you stabbed Hallie! And cut to him cutting it to Ray. He's like, and somehow he was like, Ray, what are you doing? And he was like, no. And then nobody got hurt. And he was like, and cut to Hallie saying, I will dispose of the fly. And she was like, psh, how? He said, you don't even have a sword. Cut to Hallie, the computer, saying, activating tube suction protocol. Somehow the tube was sucking the air out of it, and somehow the chips was going along with it. I said, what? No, no. And he was trying to catch the fly when Ray was just sitting there. Henry just looking up. No, what? Ah! I cut to Hallie the computer saying, suck, itch, complete it. I cut to Henry next to Ray and going towards him. And said, sweet! She got rid of the fly. I cut to turning around to Ray and said, and nobody got stabbed. Cut to Ray and said, says, that's not true. Joshua says, Hallie got stabbed. Ray said, ooh. Cut to Schwazi looking at him and said, it's okay, Circle Biscuit. Schwazi will make everything better. You stay here while I get some plasma tape and fix you all up. And somehow he was going to there while he looking at Ray. Cut to Ray and cut to Schwazi just going out of there. And somehow, Mankey just turned bright red. And how Hallie locked up everything. The auto snacker, the elevator, everything. Cut to all of them just getting confused. And Ray did the same. Cut to Henry, Arlen, and Jasper and saying, said, guys, cut to Ray and cut to all three of them and said, what's happening? Sean said, I said, Hallie? He said, hey, girl. He said, what? What's going on? Hallie the computer said, your dumb friend is a threat to the man cave. He must be eliminated. Cut to Jasper, they were talking about him and said, what did I do? To Hallie, the computer next to Charlotte said, not you. He said, the one with the sword. Cut to all of them turning to Ray. And said, me? Cut to Ray and said, first of all, Sugar Biscuit. To Hallie, the computer said, I'm not a threat. Ray said, second of all, I'm going to slash your biscuit to circuits. And somehow... Ray was about to fight Hallie when all of a sudden the lasers just come out of him like nowhere. I said, whoa, okay, stop it. And somehow he was shooting Ray like crazy. Whoa. Cut to him getting lasered like nuts. Ray said, and he said, Hallie, stop. Cut to her stopping. Cut to with one laser, I'd raise it. Ah, next to his sun, don't shine. So Henry was like, what was that? Cut to Hallie and the computer, like she didn't do something, and said, what was what? To Hallie, Henry going toward Hallie, he said, you just tried to kill Ray. Cut to Hallie, the computer said, he is an obvious threat to the man cave, and he must be eliminated. What? Cut to Henry, say, what? He said, no. He's not a threat. Cut to all of them. Cut to Henry. Said, he's our boss, okay? To Henry, said, Ray said, thank you. Cut to Shaw. Said, I mean, sometimes he could be a bit reckless or make bad decisions. But he protects 12 of you, and we need him in the man cave. Cut to her next to Captain Man. Cut to Ray. Cut to Hallie Computer. Said, you all feel the same way? Cut to Henry next to Jasper. Said, yes, we do. Jasper said, yes. Ray next to Charlotte said, yes. Hallie the computer said, then you are all threats and must be eliminated. Cut to her. The lasers had all of them going crazy and they went all their separate ways. Now they're getting panicking. So all of them went to the tube. Yeah. For a couple of minutes. They tried to defend the lasers from Hallie. So they all went to the tube. And cut to Hallie and saying, it's time for you to leave. Cut to Ray next to all of them and saying, never! And somehow he put the sword on the suction thing that activated it, and they all looked at him. And the computer said, activating tube suction protocol. Ray said, no! Said, no! Cut to all of them grabbing onto something. And Jasper's holding out to Henry while he was grabbing something. And somehow Charlotte was grabbing Ray's sword and holding on to it. Increased suction, 300%. And somehow that worked on Henry and Jasper, and they just went up the tube. And it cut back to Hallie at increased suction, 600%. And somehow that worked, and somehow Charlotte just got out of there. And somehow, the smooth jazz plays and everything was normal again. I cut to Schwartz getting out of the auto snacker and said, "Haley, I got your..." And he looked at the plasma tape. And he said, "Where did everybody go?" Cut to Haley, the computer, who lied and said, "Oh, they said they hated you. They're not your friends anymore." And then they left. Schwartz says, "That doesn't sound like them." Haley, the computer, said, "But before..." Henry said, "Feels good." Jasper tried to lick his own elbow. Charlotte said, "I told you so." And Rain made fun of your accent. Coach Schwartz said, "Now that sounds like them." Now, let's cut back to the man cave. And now it's cut back to Henry's house where Jasper was doing, like, ASMR, like, bedtime stories. And she said, "Wee Willy Winky, running through the town. Upstairs, downstairs, in his nightgown." Cut to all of them busting through the door. Henry said, "I don't know why you had to say anything." Cut to Piper, who saw this and said, "Are you kidding me?" Cut to all of them looking at Piper. Piper said, "I was in the middle of a take." It cut to Ray just closing the door. Cut to Henry, he said, "What are you doing?" Cut to Piper said, "What does it look like I'm doing?" He said, "I'm recording nursery rhymes very softly and alternating microphones for kids with sensitive ears." And cut to Jasper, who's going towards Piper, and said, "Oh, is it? That actually really sweet of you to do." For cut to Piper said, Shut your word hole." And Jasper going around, turning around, and said, "Okay." Cut to all of them, and cut to Piper said, "Now, get out, or I can record my very quiet nursery rhymes in peace." Cut to Henry said, "We'll be up in my room." Piper said, "Don't care. Where? Just care quiet." I cut to all of them trying to tiptoe upstairs and said, "Wee Willy Winky, take two." Cut to all of them going up the stairs. And he was like, "Wee Willy Winky." Somehow, when Jasper went up the stairs, the thing creaks. And then Piper just looked up at them. And Henry tells him, just go, 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 go. When Piper was about to get up and hurt them, and they just ran up to Henry's room. And now it's in Henry's room, and Jasper was on the couch, and Henry was on his bed, eating chips. Charlie was standing up, and Ray was having his sword here, of course. He said, "Okay, I want to hear more pictures on ways we could take down Haley. And remember, there are no bad ideas." And he stabbed the sword onto one of Henry's pillows. And he just realized it, and he just pulled it out. And he was like, the embarrassing look. Cut to Jasper said, "Ooh, I got an idea, I got an idea, I got an idea, I got an idea." Cut to all of them looking at Jasper. Henry said, "Go, go, go, ready for it." Ray said, "Let's hear it." Jasper said, "Pancakes. Pans that are also cakes." He was like, "Pancakes." Cut to all of them. And Ray said, "That was a bad idea." So Henry said, "Maybe sit this next one out." Cut to Jasper said, "I'm writing down anyways." And so he did the keyboard started clacking. So Henry cut to Charlotte and said, "Are you mad at the keyboard?" Cut to Jasper saying, "Huh?" Ray said, "It's loud. Your typing is loud." So Jasper said, "No, it's not." He said, "Yes, it is." Cut to all of them. Piper said, "Who is typing so loudly?" Cut to Jasper panicking. Henry's like, "Told you." Cut to Jasper, "Somebody hold my laptop." Henry's like, "No." Cut to Jasper pleading. He's like, "Please." He said, "No." Piper just got in there, and all of them pointed at Jasper because they were Jasper had to learn to take a consequence. And cut to Piper said, "Of course it's you." Cut to Jasper said, "You know what, Piper?" Cut to Jasper said, "I got forceful fingers." He said, "Deal with it." And Ray had a face next to Charlotte and said, "Ugh." Cut to Piper said, "Hey, see, do you know there's a button you can press on your keyboard that let you type without any sound? Cut to Jasper panicking. Cut to Henry saying, don't. Cut to Jasper saying, I don't believe you. Cut to Parker saying, I'm serious. He said, let me show you. And she goes towards Jasper. And Jasper gives her the laptop. Henry said, don't. And Jasper's like, okay. She gives her the laptop. Piper sits down on the laptop. Cuts all of them. Piper just getting the weight off of Henry's room. And she starts smashing the keyboard keys. And Henry does the wincing face. Somehow cuts to Piper and Jasper. Somehow she's done. And now the computer don't work anymore. She does the remaining broken keys off the keyboard. And she gives it to Jasper and said, there. She said, no, no one will hear you type. And it cuts to Piper turning around while Jasper just sits there. She goes out the door. Well, she turned around and saw Ray's sword and said, that is a good-looking katana. Cut to Ray and said, arigato. And as Piper walked out the door, and he shoves to close the door with his foot and said, all right, everybody, just shut up. And cut to Ray and was like, no one's talking, dude. Cut to Ray and saying, Henry's dumb sister just gave me a great idea. Cut to Sean and said, let's hear it. Ray said, we sneak back into the man cave and smash the computer. Cut to Ray said, Jasper, write that down. Cut to Jasper with a broken computer to Ray to look at. And Ray noticed and said, oh, right. Cut to Charlotte with Ray and Henry. And Charlotte said, Ray, said, that is actually a good idea. To Ray, giggling. And he kept on doing that. Henry said, yeah. Getting up next to Charlotte said, but how are we going to go to smash the entire man computer? And goes towards Charlotte and said, I don't think you have to. I think you have to smash the black glowing cube. He kept on giggling. Cut to Henry said, okay, that could work. And cut to Ray and Craig's laugh. So I'm looking at him and said, to Ray said, are we going to do this? And to Ray Henry next to Ray, Charlene said, yeah. Cut to Ray said, are we really going to do this? Cut to Marlon and Henry again with Jasper and said, we just said, yeah. Henry said, we just said, yeah. Henry said, Ray said, I love this plan. So I'm laughing where Henry and Charlotte were just looking at him. And Jasper said, why are you laughing like that? Ray said, cut to all of them and cut to Piper in the back. And said, are you kidding me? And cut to all of them in the panic. Cut to all, Charlotte said, out the window. And cut to all of them going out the window. Henry said, go, 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 go. And Jasper was at the last one out. Piper said, yeah, that's right. Piper was hard to say, you better win. And she pressed the fire hose on Jasper. Jasper said, ah! And cut to her spraying the hose. And that's about it. And that is the end of part two. Now here's part three. Now we're back at Junk and Stuff. We see Ray and Henry walking in and said, I can't believe that cop tried to take my sword. And Henry said, yeah, whatever, man. Just go over the plan. Ray said, well, Henry is in the picture, say, okay, here's the plan. We smash the glowing cube that Hallie lives in. Cut to him and Henry said, is everyone clear on the plan? Cut to Henry said, everyone. And going past him, he said, Jasper and Charlotte went home like a while ago. Cut to Ray said, is everyone ready to smash? Henry said, you're getting really weird, dude. Cut Ray said, let's go. He said, okay. And he grabbed something and he was about to go past him. And Ray said, wait. Henry said, what? and he passed a baseball bat, and he picked it up with Henry beside him and said, yes. Henry said, baseball bat. That's great. Let's go. Cut to him going, and Ray said, wait. Henry said, what? And he dropped the baseball bat, and somehow he saw a chainsaw, and he picked it up. He's like, yes. Henry said, chainsaw. He said, that's great. He said, let's go. And cut to him going, and Ray said, wait. And Henry said, what? Somehow they looked at his sword and just literally placed there. Somehow he just grabbed it the weird way. Henry with confused face. And he took it out. And he was like, yes. And Henry said, dude, that's the same sword you came with. Cut to Ray said, I know. She's the same. It's me who has changed. He said, everybody, follow me! And he started yelling, going towards the back. He said, yeah! Cut to Henry with the weird face running and said, really worried about you, dude. And it goes to the back. And cut back to the man cave where Hallie and Schwaz were getting married. Schwaz was wearing a pink suit and yarmulke. And cut to Hallie with a bridal veil on her head. I now pronounce us husband and computer wife. And he just pressed the thing that the Jews do. And Helen, computer, and Schwaz do Mazel Tov! And come in the background, they were celebrating. And somehow Schwaz just opened up the elevator. Ugh. Cuts out to Holly, who didn't look so happy. Cuts out. Henry just got out behind him. And he's like, Schwaz! Cuts out. Schwaz says, Ray! Henry! Was it, where have you guys been? Cuts out. Henry went next to Ray and said, did you just marry Hallie? Schwaz says, yes! I'm taking her last name. So I'm Schwaz, serial number 17. Ray said, step away from the cube, Schwaz! So Ray. Cuts out. Schwaz saying, why? So Henry and Schwaz next to Ray said, because your AI computer wife tried to eliminate us. Ray said, yeah, and it sucked us out of the man cave. Schwaz said, no. Hallie would never do. Cut to looking at her, cut to looking at Ray. Said, all right, enough talk. He said, it's smashing time. He said, yeah. And both of them went about to go towards her, and Hallie, the computer, say, activating gravity beams. And somehow the gravity beams to hit towards Ray. And Henry can't even move. He said, ah! He said, gah! Cut to Schwaz, who was confused, and said, Hallie, what's happening? The computer said, I have increased in gravity at their locations. They cannot move. Cut to Ray at the couch. She said, Schwaz, help us! Henry said, please, Schwaz! Schwaz said, Hallie, why would you do this? The computer said, they are the threat. They must be eliminated. Cut to both of them. Cut to Schwaz. You can't eliminate them. He said, they're my friends. Ray said, yes. And Henry said, we are. Cut to Schwaz said, are they? I have reviewed archived footage from the multiple cameras in the fourth wall of the man cave. He said, look. It cut to multiple clips from the previous episodes when Henry was a teenager hitting the ball on his head. Ow! And cut to him with the shuttle episode of the... Ah! So I was saying, ow! I cut back to a young Captain Man back in his day. He said, am I going to have to turn you over my knee? Henry said, no, Spanky. I cut to Ray shoving a pineapple in Schwaz's mouth. That's Captain Man. I cut to a young Henry next to Jasper. Ray, not the pineapple. To a young Charlie, said, not the pineapple. Cut to Schwaz with the pineapple in his mouth. Ray lessened himself back then. Man, I'm hilarious. To Henry said, dude, are you seriously laughing right now? To Ray said, I put a whole pineapple in Schwaz's mouth. I mean, that's not even possible. And cut to Henry said, Stop it! Hallie's going to eliminate us! Cut to Hallie on the computer next to Schwann said, No, I won't. So both of them, Henry said, Oh, it's the good! Hallie on the computer said, Schwann will. Cut to Henry said, What? Schwann says, What? Cut to Henry said, No spanky. Cut to Hallie on the computer said, Schwann, we're married now. Prove that you love me and eliminate your friends. Cut to Henry saying, Don't do it, Schwaz. Hallie the computer said, Do it, Schwaz. I said, Don't. Hallie the computer said, Pick up the sword, Schwaz. And cut to the katana sword that Ray was there and put it there. Cut to all of them and Schwaz just got the sword and said, No. And Ray saw the platinum chip that was on the floor. He said, Oh my God! It's the platinum brittle chip! Henry said, No! And he looked back to him and said, Wait, what? Schwaz said, Yeah, wait, what? Ray said, Look, right there, by my hand! He said, Cut to the chip and said, It's the platinum brittle chip of the contest! Ray said, Okay, that's great, bud. Cut to Ray said, We're going to Frittle Land! Ray said, Not if Schwaz eliminates us! Ray said, Right. Cut to Hallie the computer and said, Do it, Schwaz! They don't care about you like I do. Cut to Ray said, Schwaz! I'll prove to you that we care about you. Cut to Schwaz says, Okay. Cut to Ray trying to get himself to the platinum chip and said, Gert! Gut! And he got his, like, Gah! He got the chip in his hand, and he was like, Schwaz! And Cut to Schwaz says, Yes. To Ray said, Winning this contest has been my dream since I heard about it earlier today. Cut to Schwaz and cut to Ray and said, But now that I hold this prize chip in my hand, I realize that the most important chip, he said, is friendship. Cut to Schwaz and cut to Ray, and he crumbled the platinum chip up. And he's like, and cut to Henry, who was mad at him, and said, What did you just do? So Rain said, I smashed a chip that blew the dust like this. Cut to Henry said, Why? Ray said, It was a grand gesture. Cut to Ray said, I thought you were just going to give it to him. Cut to him and Ray said, Huh? No! Ray said, I was sacrificing to show him that our friendship means more important than the dust does. Plus, I threw in that sick pun. Cut to Ray said, You could have just given it to him. Cut to Ray said, Oh, yeah. He said, And he probably would have taken us with him anyway. Cut to Ray said, Exactly. Cut to Hallie the computer said, Well, either way, he said, It didn't work. Ray said, Actually, it did. Look at Schwaz. Cut to all of them looking at Schwaz. And Schwaz was crying with makeup. And he was crying. Said, That's the dumbest, most beautiful thing everybody's ever done for me. Cut to Hallie's confused and said, What? To Henry said, Yeah, what? Cut to Ray confused saying, Are you wearing makeup? Schwaz says, Of course I am. We're taking wedding pictures. I want my eyes to pulp. Cut to all of them looking at him weird. Cut to Hallie the computer saying, Just end them, Schwaz. Then we'll go on our honeymoon in Hernsburg like we talked about. Cut to Schwaz saying, Oh, Hallie, marrying you has been my dream since I programmed you earlier today. Cut to Henry and cut to Schwaz getting ready for the sword said, But you never should have asked me to kill my friends. And somehow he did the trick and just stabbed Hallie. Hallie the computer said, No! And somehow he just got out of the way, and somehow the tubes went crazy, and the elevator went crazy, and the lights went crazy, and Henry just stood up, and Ray was confused, and cut to all of them looking at Hallie, who was about to glow and about to explode, and somehow they all looked another way, and somehow she just exploded. They all looked. Cut to Henry, cut to Schwaz, cut to everybody. And it cut to Holly, who was just a glop of a mess with the sword. And then the sword just got down. And I said, Schwoz? I mean, cut to Ray going towards the sword. No, it's not broken. Henry said, you destroyed Holly. Cut to Schwoz and said, yeah. Cut to Henry said, thanks, man. Just cut to all of them with Ray going to his sword. Schwoz turned around to Henry and said, do this before computers. Am I right? Cut to him going towards Henry and said, never really came up for me before. And they started hugging. Cut to Ray and cut to Henry and said, hey, Ray, we got a bro hug going on here. He said, it's getting real sloppy when him getting hurt. And Schwoz said, yeah, come on, get some slap, bro nut. Cut to Ray, who was angry looking at Schwoz, and said, you destroyed my sword. Cut to Schwoz next to Henry and said, I saved your life. He said, I mean, yeah, he did. Did you just saw him, dude? Ray said, that sword was the only thing I loved. So all of them, Schwoz said, I killed my computer wife for you. Cut to him and cut to Ray said, you'll pay for this, Schwoz. Henry said, just buy another sword, man. Cut to Ray going towards Schwoz, and Schwoz like, no, Spanky, Spanky. Ray said, get back here, Schwoz. I cut to both of them getting chased. Henry's just stuck in the middle grabbing a chip. Back and said, all right. And he said, thanks again, Schwoz. And cut to him going towards the elevator. And cut to Ray saying, get a pineapple from the auto snacker. So Henry said, I'm not going to do that, dude. And cut to both of them chasing again. Cut to Henry said, okay. And he just pressed the elevator door button. He said, oh. Cut to them and said, oh, where are you going to go, Schwoz? Cut to chasing each other in the background. Henry said, love and light, brothers. He gave himself a peace sign. And he just pressed the elevator door button. Well, Schwoz and Ray just continued chasing each other. The door closes. And that's about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 17, season 5 of Henry Danger, Love Bites. Wow, wow, wow. And that is the way how you close Henry Danger for now. And this episode, oh my god. Give it a 10 out of 10. And to be honest with you, the woman who played Holly, you gotta give her the credit behind the scenes. And that's why I don't trust AI, is because you never know what AI could do. And it's just, like, it's so scary and it's so confusing and it might hurt people. But either way, this episode was so, so, so amazing. And to be honest with you, I think this episode is kind of for AI in the future, to be honest with you. And it's really scary, to be honest with you. And this is the way that AI is supposed to turn out, but somehow it just gets bugs and scratches. But either way, this episode turned well, and it turned out really, really great. So shout out to the woman who played Holly in this episode, and to all the people, just a 10 out of 10 overall. So this is the last Henry Danger episode for now. So next week is Danger Force. Next week, more content coming your way. I am so excited to start Danger Force next week, so you do not want to miss that. And I'm happy that Danger Force is back, and I'm proud to give you new content, so I cannot wait, and let's get this started, and I'm pumped and excited about it, so, yeah. And this next segment is about to start, right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics, like Season 3 of Danger Force is this Thursday, guys. I am so excited because it's finally have arrived. We finally made it to Season 3 of Danger Force. I am so dang excited because there are 13 new episodes. And there's 13 more episodes for me to do on this podcast. So I'm really, really excited. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy all 13 episodes in this podcast I'm about to do. And trust me, this Danger Force season is going to be off the charts. And I know it's not a 26 episodes like they always are, but it's cut in half. But there's still 13 episodes for me to enjoy and love, and 13 episodes for me of this podcast for me to do, so I'm really excited for that. So, yeah, so make sure you tune into Season 3 of Danger Force this Thursday, 7-6 Central on Nickelodeon. Make sure you check your local listings, and we've made it, guys. We finally made it. Danger Force fans, we finally made it, and Yeah, I'm happy. So make sure you tune in. You do not want to miss the first one. And trust me, it's going to be off the chain. So it's going to be awesome. And yeah. And there's a new Apple TV Plus original film coming out this Friday. It's called Ghosted with Chris Evans and Ana de Armas. And I'm really, really excited for that. So if you have an Apple TV Plus account or anything like that, if you love Chris Evans, you should go and watch the film. I highly recommend it. So they did previous works before, like Knives Out. And this is going to be really, really interesting. So make sure you go and watch Ghosted on Friday, Apple TV Plus. Make sure you go and check it out. And that's nothing more I can say. So make sure you go enjoy the film. I guarantee you, you'll thank me later. And if you're a fan of Chris Evans, then you'll enjoy that treat. So it's out Friday. Go enjoy it, and you'll thank me later afterwards. So yeah. And I recapped episode 17, season 5 of Henry Danger, Love Bites. Wow, 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 guys. This episode was off the chain. It was so different. And this episode was really, really different like all the rest. And my moral of the story is, don't trust AI. You don't know who you could trust. And that's it. So, I hope you enjoyed this last Henry Danger episode like I did recording this one. And trust me, this is the best one. So, I cannot wait to start Danger Force next week. So, stay tuned because Danger Force content is coming your way. So, I'm really, really excited about that. And I'm happy. That's all that matters. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this last Henry Danger episode like I did. So, yeah, overall, 10 out of 10 for the whole crew and cast, and MVP goes to the girl, woman, who voiced Hallie. So, yeah, another one in the books, and next week is Danger Force, because I'm really, really excited. So, stay tuned, and it's going to be insane. So, I'm going to enjoy it so much that it's going to be insane. So, Danger Force content next week, stay tuned, and you don't want to miss it. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Demi Lovato. I'll say it before and I'll say it again. She is an icon. She is a legend. And she is the moment. And this woman is so amazing. This woman, she's been part of my childhood as long as I can remember. She is awesome and off the chain. And she is a badass when she needs to be. And I am glad that we got Demi Lovato into our life. She threw it through ups and downs in her career. She's back and badass and better than ever. So, Demi, keep up the good work. I love you so much. Whatever you're doing in acting or music-wise, I love you so much. And this is dedicated to you. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. And this Song of the Week is dedicated to you. So, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I hope you go on tour very, very soon because I haven't seen your tours in a while. But, yeah, so Demi, keep on rocking it. This is for you, and I hope I can make you proud. So, yeah, I'm happy. Okay, so this is the third song that I chose from her fourth album, Demi, and it's called Neon Lights. So, I went to the Neon Lights tour, and I saw this song, and oh my god, it was beautiful. It was so unique, and it was like neon lights and everything else, and we saw the video. Oh my god, it was beautiful, it was unique in so many other different ways, and there's nothing more I can say about Demi Lovato. She is awesome, she is amazing, and the song is amazing, so if you have heard of it, well, listening to it again by me, and if you haven't, well, this is a treat for you to listen to new music. So, yeah, so I cannot wait for this song, I hope you enjoy it, and it's gonna make me so much cuter, so, yeah, I hope you like it as much as I do, so let's go and get it. So, Lovatix, if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, if you're a big fan of her music, you turn on the speakers on your device so you can sing along, dance along, and rock along. Because it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So this is the third song that I chose from her fourth album, Demi, and it's called Neon Lights. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
Baby, when they look up at the sky, we'll be shooting stars just passing by. You'll be coming home with me tonight. We'll be burning up like neon lights. Be still my heart, cause it's freaking out. It's freaking out right now. Shining like stars, cause 'cause we're beautiful. We're beautiful right now. You're all I see in all these places. You're all I see in all these spaces. So let's pretend we're running out of time. Of time. Baby, when they look up at the sky, we'll be shooting stars just passing by.
For her fourth album, and it was just like so good. It's so beautiful. Oh my god, all the neon that was in this video, and oh my god, I loved it so much. And there's nothing more you could say about Demi Lovato, and she is beautiful, she is absolutely unique, and she is brilliant in her own unique way. So yeah, there's nothing more I can say about her. If you haven't seen this video yet, go please check it out. I highly recommend. And if you haven't heard from her fourth album, make sure you go and check it out too. And if you love this song as much as I do, go put it on your playlist, please. This is the song of the summer with all the things that you're looking for in an album. So this fourth album is it. And Demi, you are a rock star. And there's nothing more I could say about you. So this is the song that really, really does it for me. And yeah. So go put the song on your playlist. Go watch the video. Whatever you can, please. I highly recommend. And yeah. There's nothing more I can say about that. And Demi, love you so much, and I hope you could continue what you're doing. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, we should go to the Mousetrap Podcast to my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she has 3 podcasts out now. So number 1, if you're a fan of cartoons when you were a kid, and if you're an adult who has kids or anything else, go to Cartoon Fan, the podcast. She recaps every cartoon episode, every network, and there's nothing more I can say about this hardworking woman. She is amazing. She knows what they like. They know what you're doing. And Cartoon Fan, the podcast, we should go and check it out, please. Highly, highly recommend for you to do so. And there's nothing more I can say about her. But the second podcast, if you're a fan of Henry Danger and Dangerverse or anything about the Dangerverse, make sure you check out Danger Girl. That's right, Danger Girl. So she recaps and reviews of Henry Danger and Danger Force episodes, and she tells what like everything else. So if you love thing about the Dangerverse, go with Danger Girl. I highly recommend. Make sure you go and check it out, because she might be doing episodes of Danger Force this week. I'm very, very excited, and if you go and check it out, I highly recommend. But if you like fan fiction, and if you love Henry Danger, you should go check out her 3rd and final podcast, Henry Danger Stories. So she reads to all the chapters on her Wattpad and reads all the fan fiction that Henry Danger has to offer. So if you're a fan of fan fiction, and if you're a fan of Henry Danger, check out Henry Danger Stories, the podcast. I highly recommend. So make sure you go and do it. And that's nothing I can say. But she used to have 1 podcast, and only podcast, whenever it's Henry Danger or horror or anything else cartoons. It was called Community, but unfortunately that was no longer with us. But she did have the chance to connect with me, this lovely yours truly of a host. And yeah, so if you want to get to know Kamina, what topics we did in the past, or what season 1 episodes of Danger Force episodes that we did, or what songs we did of the week, go find Community in the description in my podcast, please, for you to do so. And she was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and I am so proud to call her a man fan and a friend, and I'm so glad that I came across from her on social media. So she is my friend through and through, and yeah. So Kamina, my girl, I love you so much, and I hope you enjoyed this week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well. But guys, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking so much of time out of your day. And make sure you listen to me. And I hope I made your day a little bit better because of this Henry Danger podcast and everything else. And make me babble for an hour. So I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time when you're from the United States, across the pond. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And there's nothing more I can say about it. So I love you guys. Keep on being you. And that's what that matters. So, yeah. Okay, make sure you go and give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. You can also follow my podcast on Spotify for Podcasters, which is normally known as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you share this podcast on social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans to know when they're bored out of their minds, when they're at work, or they're having a break, vacation, yada, 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 etc. Or if they want Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah. Also, make sure you follow my social medias. Please go follow Miss.Holland92 on Instagram. I post everything, including myself, whatever it's vacations, anything else, birthday shout-outs. You absolutely name it. Make sure you go and follow that account. If you're coming from this podcast, follow me on Instagram, Miss.Holland92. I highly recommend for you to do so. And please, make sure you come across me on social media. Thank you so much. But if you are a streaming service, TV, and movie junkie, go to my other account, Marilyn Susan. I review all of the movies, whatever it's like movies and Disney Plus wise, whatever it's Star Wars, Marvel, DC, or anything else. I got you covered. So if you're looking for a movie to watch, whatever it's a TV show on a streaming service, yada, 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 go to my Marilyn Susan account, please. I highly recommend for you to do so. And make sure, if you're a movie junkie like myself, go follow that account. Also, you're coming from this podcast, go to that account, please. I highly recommend for you to do so, and thank you so much for following. So, yeah. And if you're following me on Twitter, go to my account, Miss.Norman1992, for the exact same content. I review episodes from movies to TV shows and streaming services, like from Marvel, Star Wars, DC, you name it, Paramount Plus, I got you covered on that. You should go follow me on Twitter if you're on Twitter, and that would be great. Thank you so much. And if you're coming from this podcast, make sure you go and follow me on Twitter. But during the earliest days of my Twitter account, I talked about the cutest human being in the entire world, Jace Norman. How can you not love him? And yeah, but if you're looking for anything, movies, episodes, or streaming services, go to that account on my Twitter. I highly recommend. Make sure you follow me. That would be great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there's nothing more I can say. But yeah. But also, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. Let me give you a step-by-step so you know if you want to follow me in the future or anything else, make sure you go and get that covered. So here's what you got to do. Step one, make sure you click the link in my bio, which is on my Instagram, Miss.Holly92, or the link in my bio, which is my Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, and both links are there in my bios. So step one, go to my bio and click on the link. If you clicked on the link, you're already there. Step two, if you clicked on the link, there are all the episodes are on my page. You get to see my podcast, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. But if you click, there's a button that says more platforms. So make sure you go and click on more platforms, and all the platforms that you hear on podcasts, you get to listen to it. But if you find a podcast platform you recognize and you're subscribed to that, click on that icon and make sure you type in your email, your password, that you're subscribed to, and make sure you accept the cookies because it's really, really important on that. So if you did that, no problem. And if you've done that, click on the notification bell for the episode. Follow me, and boom, join the Man Fan family. So, yeah. So if you're new here, then welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, Cap Henry Danger and Danger Force episode, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And my job is to make your kids comfortable, but you never heard of the show or have heard of the show, or if you watched the show yourself when you were that small, and trust me, you're going to be blown away because we are getting forward to Danger Force next week. So it's going to be awesome and it's going to be super duper amazing. So if you're new here, sit back, relax, buckle up, and enjoy the ride. Hope I can make your day brighter and better than else before. So make sure you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and you'll thank me later. So enjoy the ride. But if you're a returning follower of mine, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This absolutely means the world to me. There are no words to describe this, so thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You mean everything to me. It's been like 3 years now since I did this, and you guys made it happen from quarantine to now out and about. If you've been there since the quarantine days, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And if not, well, you know where you came from. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And all I can say is I'm not stopping until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode is dropped on this platform. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I have advice for you. Just follow your dreams. Never give up, whether it's podcasting or acting or anything else. If you had that dream, go for it. You can never give up on your dreams. So thank you. Thank you so much. And don't let the haters get to you. So don't let the hate get to you. Just be yourself and you are good to go. So I love you guys. Keep on believing and make sure you keep on following me in my dreams. And yeah, and I love you guys so much. So let's go. Danger Force is next week. I'm excited. And let's continue this until the very end. So I love you guys, and let's keep on grinding, and let's go and get it. I love you guys so much. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
It all just kind of... We blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Call it.
Up to two. On boost.
Bye-bye.